Spoiler?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No spoiler.
Airing every day from noon to 3.
I said I watched some wrestling. I watched a couple episodes of Game of Thrones. I was talking about the Kingsguard and...
I don't know. I heard Kingsguard and it made me think of Game of Thrones. What were you talking about?
When Jon Snow died.
Ah! Stop!
On 1340 WKGN.
Every time you're not paying attention, I come back with a Game of Thrones spoiler.
What kind of person spoils things for people who are in the middle of a season? Like the most inhumane thing you can do as a person.
As a radio professional, the rudest thing you can do is not pay attention.
You said Kingsguard.
Yes, Kingsguard, Amon Shumpert.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed the Sacramento Kings.
Hour 2 kicking off in the White Claw Studios. Hour 2 headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
Aaron Rodgers, big game this Saturday against the Rams, divisional round at home. And that's on, the only big thing Aaron Rodgers is going to be doing here in the near future is he's also apparently going to be a guest host for Jeopardy. What do you know?
I can see Aaron Rodgers just retiring from football to host Jeopardy.
Could you? No. I was about to say, I don't know about that.
He says the show is very important to him, though.
Yeah, he was excited. He said a representative, my goodness, from Jeopardy declined to comment and said no announcement has been made, but Rodgers did say, I may have jumped the gun a little bit, so I apologize to Jeopardy if they wanted to announce it, but he said he got excited. He was on the show back in 2015, and got asked
he
by...
He won in 2015.
Did he? Yep. Oh, wow. Didn't know he won, but yeah, how about
He's smart
guy. And apparently he will be a guest host instead of a contestant coming up here in the near future. So exciting stuff. He announced that on the Pat McAfee show. He's on there all the time, isn't he, with old Pat McAfee?
He does it once a week.
Once a week, okay. So that's where that came up. But yeah, Rodgers, big playoff game. Also going to be part of Jeopardy. Also wanted to bring up a quote Aaron Rodgers had comparing his offense from last year to this year. He said that... we're just much better. We're much better, much more efficient offense than they were last season. Granted, they didn't really have a whole lot of change in talent when you just look at last year compared to this year. But would you guys agree with that? You guys think that comparing Green Bay's offense from last year to this year, that they are much better and much more efficient?
Well, I mean...
they were pretty still good statistically offensively last year. But
yeah, but I mean, there were still numbers about Aaron Rodgers, like... that didn't make him look like he had been playing as well. Like
he only had like 28 touchdowns or something.
Yeah, and he was very cautious with the ball and like quick to throw it away. I mean, I think his play is the reason why. Like, I mean, he has been so good this year. Like, I mean, again, he should win MVP. So, yeah, I think the offense is better this year than last, which is kind of funny because, I mean, we criticized them all offseason for not getting him any help.
Didn't need it.
Maybe they knew what they were doing.
Yep, didn't need it.
Still think wasting a first-round draft pick on Jordan Love was stupid, but... it did, I guess, motivate Aaron Rodgers to play about as good as he's ever played.
Maybe that was the goal. Just get Rodgers a little
fired
up. How
can we make him angry?
I mean, career high in touchdowns by far. Yeah, I mean, last year was 26-4 on touchdowns and interceptions. Mm-hmm. This year it was 48-5. So, I mean, threw 22 more touchdowns while only throwing one more interception. Threw for more yards. Just, had his best quarterback rating since his MVP season in 2011, his Super Bowl season in 2011. He was awesome this year. And again, that's without them getting him any help.
Right.
They knew what they were doing, I guess. Let's just piss Aaron Rodgers off, and that's the best thing we could possibly do.
Smart.
It was.
Know your personnel, huh?
I guess so. best first-round pick they've had in a while.
Right. Moving on to the Texans, boy. Kind of like how the Vols, man, the Texans, it just feels like it keeps getting worse for them. Just bad news after bad news. And then you guys see Andre Johnson, former star wide receiver for them, pretty much coming out and criticizing the Texans organization. He said, if I'm Deshaun Watson, I will stand my ground. He said the Texans organization is known for wasting players' careers. Yikes. Since Jack Easterby has walked into the building, nothing good has happened in or for the organization. And for some reason, someone can't seem to see what's going on. Pathetic. With 3 exclamation points. Wow. You also had DeAndre Hopkins pretty much tweet at him and said, when Dre speak, listen. So pretty much just agreeing with Andre Johnson when it comes to the state of the Texans organization.
I'd
so,
say both of those guys are a little disgruntled, especially Hopkins, though. But
yeah, with being traded and everything. But, I mean, do they have some points? Is this Texans organization and it handling all this really bad?
Texans organization seems like a mess, so I will say that they are right. But I just, you know, I do think it's important to note that both those guys probably just feel like they've been wronged by the organization.
Probably, which I don't think Andre didn't get traded, did he?
No, I think he signed with Indianapolis, but I think they didn't want him anymore.
Right.
Type of thing, which, I mean, that's fine. But, yeah, Hopkins especially.
So, I mean, that's when you know things are getting bad, right? When you have former players, former people just going to Twitter, criticizing the organization, criticizing the team. That's when you think, man, it's kind of hit a new low. But we'll see. We'll see if anything comes about it. They did hire a GM. Maybe they're in the right direction. And no new reports coming out with Deshaun Watson in the trade rumors. That sort of has died down a little bit. But
they should have hired a GM by now. You know, they were right. The first ones with openings.
Right.
Well, they got him a GM.
I know. Yeah. I was saying, like, it's about time. They've been a... You know,
since week five, whenever Bill O'Brien got fired.
It would have been a bad look if they weren't the first team to hire one.
Moving on to the playoff games. Forget about the offseason. We got some playoff games this weekend. And Lamar Jackson taking on the Bills. Big game. Josh Allen versus Lamar Jackson. Excited for that one. That's going to be a big one. And Lamar, though, a little bit concerned about the snow. Did you see that? He got asked about, because there's a not a 100% chance it's going to snow, but there is like a 40% chance of snow for the Bills game going into Sunday.
And he said he didn't want to play in it?
He basically said he's never played in the snow, and he's kind of hoping that it doesn't snow just because he doesn't want to have to.
I think that's just a good rule of thumb for everybody. Just hope it doesn't snow. I hate the snow, too. I feel ya.
You aren't a little bit worried, though? Because, I mean, what if it does snow? And you had your quarterback saying all week he hoping it does. I mean, could that
I like Lamar's honest. Dude, he said that about the Titans. Like, he was like, you know, the Titans kind of punked us. I think it worked for them in that respect. But, I mean, he doesn't want to play in the snow. It doesn't mean he's, like, not going to play. But, if it does snow, he'll go out there and play. But I don't want it to snow either.
But then again, wouldn't the Ravens have the advantage in the snow when it's a Bills team that's pass first and a Ravens team that's run first?
Man, I think that's overblown. Watch Aaron Rodgers, the way he threw all over the Titans when it snowed.
Is that fair? Rodgers been up in Lambeau Field. He's used to those kind of elements.
Josh Allen's
Wyoming snow.
Used to Buffalo.
Snow. Yeah, Wyoming too, I guess. But so you don't think either quarterback would have an advantage here? You don't think Lamar would?
I think Josh Allen would have an advantage.
I mean, it's cold up in Baltimore too. Does it never snow in Baltimore?
I mean, Lamar said he hasn't played in it. I guess not. Hmm. When I was there last January, like, it was like 50 degrees. It was nice day.
Man, what a big matchup that is. Josh Allen versus Lamar Jackson. Who would have thought that would be a matchup to go to the AFC Championship game? That's gonna be an exciting one.
You see
one.
The thing about, like, the oldest player, the oldest quarterback on the AFC teams is younger than the youngest player for the NFC team, quarterback for the NFC teams in the playoffs, like, remaining. Like, Baker, I think, is the oldest for the AFC at 25. Goff is 26 or 27, youngest for the NFC.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Got some old guys.
Sure do. Did you guys see Rich Rodriguez got himself a job? He's hired as the associate head coach and offense coordinator of Louisiana Monroe, the Warhawks, says Rich.
Yeah, but I think his son plays there.
Okay.
Offense there. It's like he's going to go coach his son is what I think is
still a little bit
of the appeal for him. I mean, I guess that's the appeal for him, though. I mean,
a little bit of a drop off. I mean we were talking about yesterday how he almost took the Alabama job.
Sure.
So,
but I mean, since then his career has definitely gone downhill.
Right. And
he got fired at Arizona not too long ago. I mean, it was all linked to, you know, kind of improprieties with his staff.
Right.
And maybe taking advantage of a woman there as secretary. So, I mean, like, he's probably just happy to be back coaching college football. I'm getting to hang out with this boy.
Yeah, not too bad. Moving back to the NFL, Denzel Ward, Kevin Johnson coming off the COVID list for the Browns. And Stefanski, like I said yesterday, he is everything looks good to go. He will be able to coach this this weekend. And he should be returning for practice later this week as well. So keep
eyes. Speaking of practice, Harden wasn't at practice today, and apparently the Rockets are keeping him away until the trade's done. So this looks like this is about to happen.
Yeah, oh, wow. They said it'll happen. They said it could happen as early as today. Like, it's gonna by tonight. I wouldn't be surprised if Harden was gone.
So I'm guessing the quotes from last night, kind of the final straw, and just being like, yeah, it's
yeah. And
it's
John over. Wall, you don't want your two guys publicly going back and forth at each other,
right?
And I mean, like, they're trying to, you know, they got a young coach there. He's trying to keep them together. You move on without him. So, yeah, he said, Stephen Silas said, quote, "We felt that it was best for the group and best for James not to come to practice." So, going to be moving very quickly.
Oof, all but over. That's pretty crazy. I guess we kind of expected that to happen eventually, but man, in the manner that it kind of did. This is interesting in the buzz in the NFL. So the Jets apparently have had multiple interviews, and looks like their top candidate coming out right now is the 49ers defense coordinator, Robert Saleh. I kind of like this guy. Got a little bit of energy to him. I've always liked him as a defense coordinator. But, yeah, it looks like the Jets have continued to meet with him, and it looks like, as of right now, he is their top candidate. So what do you make of this? It's kind of the first time we've had at least a kind of top candidate for a franchise with all these teams needing a head coach kind of come out. So what do you make of Robert Saleh? You think head coaching material, in your opinion?
I mean, yeah, I was surprised he didn't take a job last year. So I'm happy that he didn't, you know, ruin his window.
Right.
Miss his window and still able to be a big-time candidate. He's definitely going to get one this year.
Interesting, though. What about that fit with the Jets? What do you
I mean, I think, you know, New York's a diverse place. I think that'll be a cool place for him to go, and I think that's not a bad spot. I would have kind of thought they were going offensive, but they just did that. So maybe they're like, hey, let's try defense this time.
Right, and
that's brings some toughness.
Yeah, he does. I do. Like I said, I love the guy's energy. He's kind of that hoop and hollering guy on the sideline. You know, one of those coaches. So
right.
Maybe bring a, like you said, and Gase was kind of the opposite. At least it seemed like or felt like. So maybe that will help. And some more NFL news. Alvin Kamara, after his 6-touchdown game. Did you guys see this? He sent a football. I'm guessing the football from that game. He sent his cleats, the red and green cleats he got fined for wearing in that Christmas Day game against the Minnesota Vikings. And, he had his jersey and his letter, the letter where he got fined for wearing the cleats. He sent that all in a box and sent it to the Hall of Fame. How about that? All of it. Jersey, the fined letter, the footballs, and the two cleats all sent to the Hall of Fame. So do we like this sort of cockiness a little bit from Alvin Kamara?
It wasn't cockiness. The Hall of Fame wanted his stuff because, I mean, he broke a record in it. Just go ahead and say, hey, just a reminder that they fined me, too. Well, I broke this record on Christmas
Day. I was about
Day.
To say, the letter was definitely the best part.
Go ahead and keep this one, too, and just remember what they did to me when they fined me. You got overrated, underrated topics ready to go, Hayden?
I do.
All right, we'll play that next. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Very overrated.
It's overrated.
Overrated, my friend.
Overrated. I'm going to tell you why. I think that's a solid rated right there. It's perfect rated.
He underrated, man. He got some swag. He has some real swag.
Lobsters are underrated. They don't die.
All right. Who's ready to play overrated, underrated?
Let's get it.
I am.
What you got for
Didn't
us?
Didn't seem very enthusiastic with their draven.
I'm ready. Let's go.
I slaved over these. So
you slaved? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's tough looking these up, you know. You run out of lists over time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so first up we have fidget spinners.
Fidget spinners.
Oh, cow. I guess we're going back to, what is this, 2016?
I was about to say 2016.
I remember when those came out. I guess they're probably underrated now just because couldn't tell you the last time I saw one. They used to be super popular. Like, I know my younger brothers used to have some and everything. And, like, I didn't really get the whole purpose of them. I don't really know what they're supposed to do. Like, it's just kind of, like, relaxing the spinning. I don't know what the purpose was. They didn't really seem to do anything. But it kept kids entertained for a few minutes, you know. So that's always useful if you need to distract a kid. And now you don't hear about them. So I guess I'll go underrated.
If I'm not mistaken, weren't fidget spinners for, like, kids with ADHD and
yeah,
stuff like that just to kind of keep, you know,
that makes sense.
Attention span a little
supposedly
bit?
Supposedly you can pay better attention, like, if some people can pay better attention if they're doing stuff, like, while watching. Like,
right.
Some people can pay better attention, like, in class if you're chewing gum all the time or playing with something in your hands. So that's what they did, I guess.
Yeah, so I guess I'll go underrated, too, right? I mean, the fact that it was for that purpose and pretty much everybody started using them, like everybody, even people without ADHD, were just you saw them all over the place just spinning them. And it's just such a simple concept, too. It's such a simple idea that people really liked, people really caught on to. So I would have to say underrated and, of course, the fact that it serves a purpose, too. And I like that. Go underrated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I like it.
Next we have Vineyard Vines.
Overrated. What makes it better than any other brand? What makes it better? It's maybe a little softer. Other than the name, it's literally just the name. It's crazy to me, Hayden. It's so crazy to me that people go and they spend this money and they spend this money on the next big thing, on the next new thing, and then it's just a new trend that comes out a couple weeks later, and people just keep spending and keep spending and keep shopping and keep shopping. It just blows my mind. It really does. Like it's a button up with what's the little symbol on it.
A whale?
Yeah, the whale. That's the cool thing. That's what makes it so fancy is a little tiny whale. Come on. So overrated. Any big brand is overrated. You can find the same shirt for a lot cheaper somewhere else, just as comfy, just as cool, same design, and it just doesn't have the name beside it. Overrated. So overrated.
Well, sounds like Draven's not a fan, but I think I'm going to agree, too. I'm pretty anti-big brands. I don't know. Like, I do think, like, I wear some big brand stuff like that, but I definitely don't try and go out of my way to only get big brands like that. And, yeah, like, you can always buy very similar quality stuff where you're just not paying that premium for the name or the logo or whatever you're doing there. I don't think I even own any Vineyard Vine stuff.
I do. I'm not going to lie. Because I criticize it there for a minute, but I do. A couple Christmas gifts, you know, whatever, no big deal. But I think I have a good perspective because I've worn it. And it's, I didn't feel any more special.
Okay.
You know, it didn't help me. I didn't go out and get all the ladies all over me just because of that shirt. It's because of my personality. But either way, still, it didn't help me any. It's just a shirt. At the end of the day, it's literally just a shirt, Hayden.
I like whales, but I think I'm going to go overrated.
Isn't that the deal on any brand, though?
Yeah.
That it's the name? It's not really that
that's
special?
That's what jumps up the price. Yeah,
it's not just Vineyard Vines.
Right, but.
No, it's pretty much only any big brand. Like Nike, right. Adidas, Polo, anything. Once they slap the logo on it, it jumps the price up.
And, you know, maybe me being younger in college, us all kind of younger, maybe that kind of is a different perspective when it comes to bigger brands. I don't know. But, yeah, come on. Overrated.
Okay, next we have Tide Pods.
I mean, I guess underrated. I mean, the whole eating Tide Pods trend was really bad. That was really bad. That was a really bad, just really stupid trend that went on for way too long. But still, I mean, Tide Pods are nice, right? You don't have to really...
Efficient.
Yeah, exactly. You just throw them in the washer. Don't have to worry about it. Don't have to worry about can. Especially for me, when I have to go walk to my washer and dryer, right? For those that have to do that. I have an apartment complex. I have to go. Have to, you know, type in the code, do all that stuff. And I got my hands full. I do. I usually have my hands full. I got the basket that's completely full of clothes. It's more inconvenient to have the bottle that could leak out, that could spill. You have to carry it. I have to worry about that. Instead, you just literally have a couple Tide Pods. You just throw them in there with it. Don't have to worry about the amount you pour or anything like that. You just throw a couple Tide Pods, you're done. Boom. I would say underrated, other than people eating them.
Yeah, I would say they're overrated as far as eating goes. They don't taste very good.
Don't tell me you tried one, Ken.
No, I didn't try one. But that's what I hear. I hear they don't taste good. I hear they can possibly kill you, too. So would not recommend for the eating. Yeah, there's better stuff to eat out there. But for wash and clothes, yeah, I'd say they're a little underrated. I like it too better than the pouring detergent and stuff like that. I'm not sure if it like works better or not. I haven't like tried to compare or anything like that, but it definitely is convenient and nice. And you know, you can like shoot them like you're shooting to a basketball hoop. You know, you just take a step back, bam, Tide Pod in the hole, 4-3, nailed it. And your clothes are clean. There you go. But
boom.
Yeah, I guess I'll go underrated on Tide Pods. Just don't eat them.
Man, I hate doing laundry too. Tide Pods help, right?
What's your situation on your laundry? I'm very confused about that. You have to walk. What does that mean?
You never lived in like an apartment complex, Hayden, where you had to like go to the laundry room. Like they have a set
like
laundry room
like
somewhere else. Yeah, it's like a separate
thing.
Separate building. It's not in your apartment.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I guess my dorm last year, I had one in the basement. That kind of sucked. But.
Yeah, it does. Tide Pods help, you know?
I'm allergic to Tide, so
really?
Tide Pods, what? Very overrated for me.
What happens?
You
swell up?
It is itchy and stuff, ew. Like the sheets and stuff, so I can't use Tide.
That's wild.
Anyway, Next, Snow with Snow.
Go ahead, Cam.
Snow is very overrated. Yeah, sure, it looks pretty, looks all nice and everything like that when you're staring at it outside the window, but as soon as you step outside, it attacks. It gets you if it's biting cold, it's freezing, it's cold, then it melts and it's still cold, and you're like, how are you still cold? You're no longer ice. What are you doing to me? But yeah, the snow is just terrible. It's the only time snow is useful is when it gets you out of stuff. Or if I guess if you like skiing or something, but I don't go ski. I don't like the cold. I don't actively search for places with snow. So why would I ever go skiing? And I'm not going to be like, oh, there's snow over there in that mountain. Let me go check that out. No, I'm going to stay away where it's warm. I do not like the snow. It's very overrated. And it, I don't know. Pictures are better when there's not snow on stuff. You know, I mean, you can see more stuff. When it's snow, everything's just white. Like, okay, cool. Yeah, that's pretty. Woohoo. Oh, now it's messed up because somebody walked through it. Now your whole picture's ruined. The snow is useless unless it gets you out of things. The worst is when it snows like an inch and a half, 2 inches, and you still have to go do stuff and it's snowing. Like, yep. Driving's awful. Just getting around's awful. You got to wear a bunch of clothes because it's cold outside. Everything gets all wet. Floors get dirty. It's just a whole thing. Snow is the worst. Snow is pretty bad. I think I hate snow.
I can tell.
Yeah.
My goodness. I'm going to have to say overrated as well. I agree with you. Like, if you ask me this question in high school, Hayden, I'm probably going to tell you, like, yeah, snow's awesome, man. Get out of school.
Yeah.
For my high school, man, we had this little, we had like one of those, like, you know, upper mountains, like it was up in there. It's technically part of the county. So we always just hoped. Chestnut Hill. Just got to get a little snow on Chestnut Hill. We'll be good, man. And we did.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We barely got any snow up there. Mm-hmm. School's canceled. Or we at least get the delay. It was awesome, right?
Yeah.
But what's getting canceled now? UT never cancels classes, by the
never.
Way, for snow. They had that whole, you know, BS story about a snowball fight and some kid died. Whatever. They just don't cancel because it's about money.
I remember that
like
story.
Like, a tractor-trailer driver got his window busted and came out and, like, shot one of the kids or something like that.
Something like that. That's the story they told. I'm surprised y'all got that story, too. That's crazy.
One of those legends that just keeps
that
getting passed down,
like,
I guess. But either way, Cam's right. It's cold. Travel is more difficult. It sucks. Snowed on Christmas Eve. I was going to go celebrate with the family, go get some hot chocolate. I had my Cowboys Christmas sweater on that lights up. I was all excited, get to go celebrate Christmas, get my presents, get to see the family. How great is that, right? I didn't get to celebrate. Hey, and you know what I did on Christmas Eve? I sat there by myself and watched a Christmas movie and just got sad. No food in my apartment. Couldn't go anywhere because of the snow. Sitting there hungry. No hope, not hot, no hot cocoa, man. It was miserable, Hayden. Miserable. And it was because of the snow. So, yeah, overrated. Not fun. Snow is cool till it gets here. It is. We all
cool
think snow
theory.
Is cool until it's actually here and we actually try to go do stuff and try to, like Cam said, try to travel.
Yeah.
Try to go walk around in the snow. It's not that fun.
Yeah.
It's cold. Miserable.
Yeah,
I'm
on,
with Cam
man.
On this one. Completely
like,
overrated.
Just send
overrated.
All the snow to Antarctica. They need it. They like it down there. Just keep it down there.
Any more, Hayden?
Yeah, we got Will Ferrell movies is the last one.
Will Ferrell movies. Ooh. That's a... That is a tough one.
That's a tough one. I would say properly rated, most likely. I feel like we all know what we're getting with Will Ferrell movies, right? Like, you're going to get a couple laughs. You're going to get a lot of nonsense that, you know, some people like, some people don't. I just think we kind of know what to expect. You're not going to have some killer movie come out with Will Ferrell in it, no. Probably not going to be very serious. Just a good time to just relax, kind of goofy. Maybe not pay full attention. Maybe, you know, texting somebody, hanging out with somebody, you know. Conversation a little bit. Oh, you look and see, you know, stepbrothers getting tackled against the drum set. Yeah, you know, get a couple laughs and then you just move on. So, properly rated.
I think I'm going to go overrated here because I think he's got some decent movies, some funny movies, stuff like that. But I think people put his movies on a higher pedestal than the actual quality of the movies themselves. So I think that makes him a little overrated because, like, you know, he's got all those different kinds. Like you mentioned, stepbrother, like Elf, stuff like that. Everybody just kind of like props those up as, like, you know, Anchorman even. Like, people be like, oh, yeah, I love that movie. Love that movie. But when you, like, look at it, you're like, that movie was all right. Like, it was cool. Like, I'll watch it, but it wasn't, like, anything spectacular. So I think Will Ferrell movies are overrated, except for the Lego movie. That one's really good.
All right. Good job on overrated, underrated. We'll be back on the other side of Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Thank you. Some people have speculated they might be onto something when they say that Alabama's the best team in the SEC. Has Nate Oates already got them at the top of the SEC in basketball? Are they better than us? They beat us. Are they better than us?
No, they're not better than us.
I don't think they're quite better than us yet, but yeah, I definitely would not want to catch them in the SEC tournament. I mean, it's the only team that I'd be worried about, really. Like, I don't, Kentucky hasn't figured it out yet, obviously, by last night.
Yeah, Alabama killed them boys, yeah. Right? You said they won by 20, Hayden?
85-65.
And Kentucky had been playing a little bit better. Kentucky did beat Florida over the weekend.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. Florida is garbage without Keontae Johnson. Like, I've been saying that. People kept saying that Florida looked good when they won. I guess they won the game after they got Keontae back on the sideline, but, like, Florida has looked like garbage the last two games. They're just not good. The only three teams in the SEC that are quality is LSU, Tennessee, Alabama, and potentially Arkansas. And that's it. I think Missouri just doesn't have the horses on offense to score, but they're good on defense.
Interesting.
First win in Rupp Arena for Alabama since 2006.
Looks like Wabawina right now, the way Kentucky's playing.
Well, it's fitting because the Wabbit does have the gun. for a long time, Kentucky has been the hunter, and now everyone's getting their chances to get their licks in. So it is a little fitting. The Wabbit does have the gun. A lot of people are going to try to end those Rupp Arena streaks.
This is the year to do it.
Yeah. A 20-point beatdown. I mean, Alabama, we've been looking for at least the second-best team in the SEC. I feel pretty confident saying that's them.
Yeah. Especially when they're hitting that threes. Mm. Pretty much unstoppable.
Well, I mean, we knew that's what Nate Oates was going to try to do, right? I mean, he's just wanting to get a bunch of three shot, and they shoot a bunch of them, and they're athletic.
Last night they shot 46% from three.
Now, we'll say we're not too far removed from them having to, like, you know, eke out a game against Auburn over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Who is
not very
by
good.
Far, like, bottom four team in the SEC.
Yeah, and, you know, it was at Auburn, and, you know, that's a rivalry game and all that. But Alabama did have to, you know, gut that one out. They let them score 90 points on them. But you feel confident saying they're at least Alabama and Tennessee, the top two teams in the SEC?
Yeah, I think that's consensus.
Alabama does have two tough games coming up, though. They play Arkansas and LSU back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Is Mississippi State not any good? I saw they're 3-1.
I think they're middle of the road. Anybody.
Okay. But either way. That was, you know, if you were worried that Kentucky was figuring it out, Alabama said, nah, not just yet. Anything else from college basketball? I saw that Michigan went on, like, what, a 43-6 run? Something crazy like that?
Jeez, yeah.
As they just completely buried Wisconsin.
Beat them by 23, and it was up to almost 40 points at
one
point.
Yeah, they just kind of took their foot off the gas. But, like, between, like, the 5-minute mark in the first half all the way to, like, the 10-minute mark in the second half, they just absolutely dominated a basketball game like few have ever done before.
How about Juwan Howard running that show?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you look at, you know, guys who, you know, people that want legendary player to come in and coach their alma mater, like, I don't know if it'd work in football, but Juwan Howard is making it work in basketball. You know, that's his first head coaching experience. You know, he was a lead assistant with the Heat for a while. Like, people thought he should have gotten a head coaching job in the NBA. Didn't. Decided to go to college basketball, and I feel like he's been really, really good there.
Yeah.
I think they're solidly a top five team, in my opinion, especially after last night. I mean, Wisconsin was number 9. Mm-hmm. It was like they were beating up on.
I think Wisconsin number 6. Wisconsin number – oh, Michigan jumped to number 7. Okay,
yeah. Okay. Wisconsin's number 9.
And their last game, Minnesota, who's ranked – I mean, they killed them too, 82-57. About blowouts in the Big Ten for them.
No, they seem very good, and that's a really good basketball program. I mean, I feel like Michigan's been a top five basketball program in the last, you know, decade.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's probably fair to say, right?
They've went to, what, 2 national championships in the last decade, right?
They lost to Louisville.
Right.
What was the other national championship?
And then they played Villanova.
Villanova, right? That's all I'm going to say, Villanova.
With Mo Wagner and them.
Yeah. Which, I mean, Howard went 19-12 last year, so I guess it didn't go as well as I remember. They did get up to, like, number 4 in the country at one point.
That was his first year.
That was his first year.
Yeah,
and then, this year, 11-0.
Yeah.
They started out really well and then hit a little bit of a rough stretch, I think Michigan did last year.
But they probably still would have made a tournament, though, wouldn't you say?
I would imagine so.
With the Big Ten.
I don't necessarily remember, but yeah, 19 and 12 in the Big Ten usually gets you in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But this year they've come hit the ground running 11-0. That was very impressive what they did to that Wisconsin team. So like I said, if you're somebody who wants legendary player to come and leave the pros for college, it's at least working for Michigan right now. Now, we'll say it's not that it's not like he had to build up a program, though. Beeline left that program in pretty good shape. But I don't know if you heard in hour one, Hayden, we were talking about Gerard Mayo getting the interview with the Eagles for their head coaching job. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, you know, if we're going to spin the wheel, like, wouldn't mind Gerard Mayo.
Yeah.
Just come coach these boys.
Why not? At I feel
like
this
if
point.
I'm Fulmer, like.
It's one of his guys.
Should be, right? I mean, yeah, you coached him.
What year did he graduate? 08? 07, yeah, 08? I know he's on that 07 team.
He came in the NFL in 08. It was 08 to 15, so.
Would you call him? Just be like, hey, you're going to be – like, Gerard Mayo will be a head coach. Like, it seems if you read the reports, I mean, like, how much respect Belichick has for him, they call him Gerard Belichick, you know, around the Patriots facility. Like, he sees the game the same way Bill does. He has his respect. Like, Bill, you know, he went from being his captain and linebacker to immediately like, hey, you're on the coaching staff now.
I have some breaking UT news, UT football news. Wanya this Morris. Wanya Morris entered the transfer portal just then. David Ubbin tweeted out.
It's official now.
Yep.
Great.
Yay.
Well, you know, that's why, you know, if this hiring freeze was fake, I feel like we should have prioritized hiring an offensive line coach.
Yeah.
You would think.
Right?
You would think so.
Definitely.
But we like to do stuff the hard way.
We're so bad.
We got Cade Mays returning, right? Mm-hmm. We got him at least.
Yay.
Man.
Well,
they frustrate me.
I mean, what does it matter at this point?
Yeah.
We were supposed to have the best offensive line in the country this year, and we were mediocre at best. So maybe we just roll some 3-stars out there. Maybe we'll be better.
Ooh.
So that's good. That's great. Come save us, Gerard Mayo.
How popular was Gerard on his time on campus?
He was a beast. I mean, yeah. he was really a captain
on defense, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, Gerard Mayo might be the answer for a lot of people. Like that, maybe a little bit too young to see Al Wilson.
Right.
Like, I remember Al Wilson, but, like, a little bit. I
barely remember Gerard Mayo playing.
Yeah, Al Wilson was a monster, and I remember those teams. But, like, Gerard Mayo, for the people maybe just a little bit younger than me, probably the best linebacker that anybody has seen at Tennessee. Like, during their lifetime. Like I said,
right.
I'm 30, so chances are if you're 28 or younger, Gerard Mayo is probably the best you've seen.
Gerard Mayo and Rico McCoy on that same team.
Yeah.
07.
Yeah. I mean, was Mayo, I mean, he was a high draft pick, right? He was a top 10 guy, right? I mean, he was a.
I don't know. Was he top 10 or. Just,
he was definitely early 20. First round. I want to say he's a top 10 pick.
Okay.
Though. So, I mean, like, he was a beast here. You guys can look to verify that, but like
yeah,
I said.
Yeah, he went 10th overall. Okay. So he did go top 10, yep.
Nice.
And spent his entire career with the Patriots. So, I mean, like, you know, he was on some really good teams there. And obviously learning from one of the defensive masterminds, you know, of football in general.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say Belichick knows how to stop a slant.
I would say, I guarantee you, you know, Kevin Steele's nice. That's cool. But, like, I guarantee you if we called Gerard Mayo and be like, hey, how do we stop this slant? I would imagine that what he has learned from Bill Belichick would teach him to stop a slant. I would imagine.
So did the Patriots draft him the year after Tom Brady tore his ACL?
They drafted him in 2007. Like he was there the year Tom Brady tore his rookie year was the year Tom Brady tore his ACL.
Okay.
They drafted him after the undefeated season, which seems weird. How do they have a top 10
pick? That's what I was wondering. Yeah. Maybe they just had it from a trade or something.
Was that... Would that have been the year they had traded Richard Seymour, maybe? I think they might have traded Richard Seymour the year before from the Raiders and gotten a first-round pick. That's the only thing that makes sense, is that they would have had a top-10 pick from the Raiders. Because I believe they traded Seymour, and everyone was like, oh, this is stupid, and then they went undefeated. I'm pretty sure that's how that went, but I might be wrong. I might be wrong, but I don't know how the hell they'd have a top-10 pick.
Because
even the year they, like, you know, towards ACL, they went 11-5, so they wouldn't have had a top-10 pick there either.
Ooh,
Would you roll the dice there? I mean, like we're looking at anybody with coaching pedigree and coaching ties to Tennessee, right? I mean, we're talking about Doug Marrone because of 1 year here as an assistant coach. Yeah. Like, if we're looking for guys that Fulmer maybe has a tie to that, you know, maybe views Tennessee as a good job, I feel like Mayo might be one of those guys. He might just be an NFL guy, though. He might just look and say, like, I'm going to be an NFL head coach one day, and that's cooler than college. Although, he's still young enough that he might like recruiting. Mm-hmm. I do think, like, he would probably be a really good recruit, too. I mean, a really good recruiter, too, you would think. Young, probably cool, at least cooler than Doug Marrone. Top 10 pick, NFL pipeline. I mean, like, you know, those things there.
Man, he's only 34 years old. He's younger than I even. I thought he was a little bit older than that.
Yeah, I mean, like his NFL career wasn't very long. I mean, yeah, it was short. 08 to 15. I mean, injuries kind of got him at the back end of his career. But
there's not many linebackers that play a long time in the NFL.
Right. No. Right.
Yeah. I mean, Keekly retired, what?
He's younger
about,
than him.
Keekly's probably about the same amount of time. Maybe a little bit less because of the concussions. But, yeah, I mean, like, it's tough. But
would you take it if you're him? Or you just want to hold that for an NFL? Like,
I mean, I don't know what your goal is. I mean, like I said, Juwan Howard was holding out for an NBA head coaching job forever, didn't get one. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, like, okay, I'm going back to my alma mater and I'm going to be a head coach here. And I don't know if Howard's fulfilled or if he's like, eventually I want to try to get an NBA job. Like, if that comes open again, like, I'll take one. I don't know if he'll be like, or if he's like, hey, this is great. I want to be at Michigan for the rest of my career.
I feel like Howard would have got an NBA job, though, if the Heat would have been just better in that.
It's time after
LeBron, yeah. Because, I mean, we were 8 through 11 seed every year, like, yeah, trying to stay around there.
But, I mean, like, I want to say LeBron's relationship with him got him some interviews, mm-hmm, other places. I want to say, didn't they interview him for the Lakers when he first got there, maybe? Or the Cavs? I feel like he got him an interview for a team he was on, I want to say.
Potentially the Cavs, yeah.
But he never got one. But, like, you know, it's a good sign for Mayo, regardless, that he is getting this interview, because now at least he'll be on the radar for people. And who knows, he might not get the Eagles job. That seems kind of crazy. Like, they seem very interested in a lot of people. Lincoln Riley, Ryan Day.
I believe they interviewed Joe Brady today as well.
Joe Brady, yeah. They're interested in Saleh, although it does seem like the reports coming out of New York is that the Jets are not going to let him leave without a deal. Like, they have him basically locked in the office right now. Like, yeah, they're trying to make sure he doesn't go to any of his interviews and just like, hey, you're who we want. How much money is it going to take to keep you here? Like, we're not going to let you off the lot. We're not going to make the mistake, like, of letting you go back to Louisville to think about it, Charlie Strong. We're going to try to hire you right now. Yeah. But again, it'll be good for Mayo just to get his name out there. But I will say, like, this put him on my radar in terms of potential, like, college head coaches.
If he can get an NFL interview, why can't he get a college one?
Right.
So
we got to be interviewing first, though.
Well, yeah, obviously, Tennessee has to be interviewing. So, like, you know, who knows what the hell we're doing over there.
Well, we said we weren't hiring, so, and we hired somebody, so, hey, might as well get some interviews out there, too.
It's something to keep in mind if you're a Philip Fulmer, I guess. I mean, so the big news, Wanya Morris, officially in the portal. We had talked about that on Friday, that it was possible. It was reported Friday night. Then kind of rebuked, never happened or never officially happened. But now, you know, one of Jeremy Pruitt's biggest signees, five-star in the 2019 class, has said, yep, I'm out of here, hitting the portal. Which, again, raises the question, if there was no hiring freeze, as it seemed like there might not have been, since, you know, you hired Kevin Still,
yep,
maybe should have found an offensive line coach.
Please?
Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Does your company have a group?
Last call presented by Kraft Axe Throwing. Promo code FANRUN for 15% off your booking, located minutes from downtown Knoxville. Go throw some axes and support the people who support us. You'll probably see Cam in there working on his game. Still offering up prizes to anyone who beats him head-to-head. If you're just joining us, which would be kind of weird for you to be joining in right now, but maybe you're tuning in for the drive. Tennessee offensive lineman Wanya Morris officially enters the transfer portal. Tennessee's, what number are we at right now? 29, 30? Darrell Middleton did say he's coming back next year, though.
Hey, hey.
And Malcolm Butler yesterday, too. Yeah, so two D linemen coming back.
Matthew Butler.
Matthew.
Oh, yeah.
Not Malcolm. Malcolm.
Oh, Malcolm plays for the Titans.
He plays for the Titans.
Yeah.
Circle of life. You win some, you lose some. Keep Middleton, you lose Wanye. Which, again, and he was your backup left tackle by the time the year was over. Like, Jameer Johnson kind of take his place, but.
Yeah, he had a rough year, though. Didn't he get COVID, like, multiple times?
Morris or Jameer?
Yeah, I'm talking about Wanye.
Oh, I don't know.
I know he had COVID issues for a while, didn't he?
Did he? I don't know.
Thought that was Darnell Wright, but. Mm.
They both had bad years. Both your five-star tackles had bad years.
Yeah.
Both of them did. All right. Who's got a story? What you got for Pump the Brakes? I'll go first. Tennessee lawmakers.
Okay. I live in Tennessee right now.
Pump your brakes, kid.
Well, apparently bring a bill forward about getting a statue for Dolly Parton.
Mm.
Hey.
Saw that.
Where are they putting it?
Dolly.
Where are they putting it? I don't know where they're going to put it.
I don't know if they had maybe a specific spot in mind or if they.
I thought it was like at the
Capitol building.
Yeah, the Capitol building as well.
Because they did have to remove that the Nathan. KKK leader's face. Nathan.
Yeah. Hopefully they make that statue storm resistant. I got a story, if you want one. I got a shrooms gone wrong.
Okay.
Yep.
Take some mushrooms, things go wrong. How wrong did
they go? Yeah, this went pretty wrong. This guy had multiple organ failure after
whenever you said multiple oral, I was going to say, it sounded pretty good so far.
Halfway through that sentence, yeah. Multiple organ failure for this man after he decided, you know what, I'm going to change up the way people do mushrooms, and he decided to inject them. He turned the mushrooms into tea, and then he injected them into his veins. Basically, the shrooms, I guess, like, kind of started growing in his blood. And it caused his, like, kidneys and his liver to just basically go into failure, like, start failing.
God.
The mushrooms, you know, mushrooms thrive in dark places. I'm pretty sure it's dark inside your body, is what I would guess. And, you know, there's liquid in your bloodstream. I think that's everything a mushroom probably needs to survive. But the mushrooms had began to grow in his bloodstream, which basically, like, turned the stuff... Basically led to the organ failure, of course, because of the toxins. Heavy levels of toxins from these mushrooms just growing in your blood, of course, is going to kill your kidney and liver. So, didn't work out for him. He had to be put on a ventilator and stuff.
So, is the moral of the story here just don't do drugs?
It's not, don't inject them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, he's still alive?
Yes. He had to be kept at the hospital for 22 days and had to do a bunch of, like, antifungal treatment and stuff like that. But he has to keep taking the antifungal stuff for, like, a long time after he left the hospital because, I don't know. Yeah. And this guy, I don't know why this guy decided to go this route, but if you're in Oregon where everything's legal, be careful.
Okay.
I hate needles.
Yeah, I don't know why you inject. You're like, oh, I took all this time to make this in the tea, but instead of sipping it, let me just inject this into myself. Eesh.
2021's off to a crazy start.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Things are weird here, and here we have, you know, 2020 was its onset of crazy. 2021, I mean, you know,
trying to one up it,
ups and downs. But we have, I didn't think it would land us on DeMarcus Cousins. Speaking of professionalism, as he puts down James Harden, coming here was to play with John Wall. To be brutally honest.
I didn't even want him anyway.
He said the Harden disrespect started way before. This isn't something that, you know, all of a sudden started last night. It's completely unfair to the rest of the guys in the locker room. So basically, like, saying Harden is, you know, just very disrespectful and all the play. Basically, it sounds like all of his teammates hate him. Like, all the teammates are tired of him. So it does make sense as to why they're telling him to stay away.
I don't blame Cousins. I'd be mad, too.
Mr. Professionalism, as he's been ejected from two of the first 10 games this year.
It just means he cares about the sport.
I will say that his one ejection was from protecting his rookie, right?
Yeah, his coach defended him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steven Silas liked that.
He did the right thing.
That, yeah.
He did the right thing. DeMarcus Cousins has turned over a new leaf. He is now a respected veteran that will take care of his boys.
What a guy.
All right, good show by us today. Thank you, Hayden, for finally showing up.
Appreciate it, Hayden.
The Drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.
Hey, folks.